Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Yes, I would like to know exactly who are you? What do you do?
I work for a third-party call center, so I service nearly 200 different online vendors, different products and services.
Well, I need to know what this $49.99 keeps appearing on my checking account is.
Okay. I can search in our system with your name and your zip code to see what I can find out.
Okay, well, you can start with Carolyn, Carolyn, Woods, Woods, 32209.
What about a Mr. Carl Woods?
Oh, okay, that's my husband.
All right. Well, for security, if you wouldn't mind, could you confirm Mr. Woods' address, shipping address?
5187 Dosti Drive South, Jacksonville, Florida, 32209.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. So I see quite a bit back where one of our pulse oximeters was ordered. You know, it's an item that you put your finger into that would give you your blood oxygen level, pulse rate, and things like that. So on the order form, there were some terms provided explaining a monthly membership fee, which you have been being billed, what you're calling regard the $49.97. For that membership fee, it was explained that the customer would be sent an emailed gift card for use in the online gadget club in the value of $125.
I don't understand. So you're billing him every month $49.95 for an oxygen reader?
So the membership fee is what's being billed for the online direct savings club. For that was sent via email gift cards. Each gift card is in the value of $125 for use in the online.
Well, he never received any gift cards.
They were sent to the email of AMOAH2
online
at hotmail.com.
They were sent online
via email. Yes, ma'am.
That's a ripoff. So how does he get out of this?
We can go ahead to cancel. I'll get that processed. It'll be effective immediately today. It does
Thank
prevent
you very
all future
much.
Billing. Yes, ma'am. If you need it for your records, I can provide a confirmation number.
Okay, just a minute. That's why I was trying to figure out what is this $49.95 appearing every month on our account. Okay, could I have it now? Confirmation number?
Yes, ma'am. That number is CS and Charlie 258-804-651.
Mm-hmm. And what did you say it was for again?
So the amount you're calling regarding the $49.97 is a membership fee. To
a membership fee. And okay, go ahead. To what?
So what started the membership fee is when the shipping was paid to receive the pulse oximeter. It was explained that to the online direct savings club, you would be a monthly member, and for that amount, you would be emailed a gift card for use in their online store. The gift card has a value of $125, and if you don't use the credit, every month, you know, it does roll over, so you would still have available credits.
Okay, what's the oximeter?
That oximeter, it was the free welcoming gift that started this. It's one of those items you put your finger into, and it would provide you with your blood oxygen level, your pulse rate, blood pressure, things like that.
Oh, well, we never got it. So, I mean, this is totally a ripoff. We want a refund, complete refund.
The pulse oximeter has a tracking number from United States Postal Service that confirms delivery to the address you had provided in the beginning of the call. As a courtesy, we can assist on the recent billing. We can provide a 35% credit.
Yes, thank you.
No problem.
Another thing, the U.S. Post Office said they delivered it.
That's correct.
Yeah.
We never had any.
Okay, so this little thing that you stick your finger, is that what you're speaking of? Where did we get that from?
No, we got that from the,
yeah.
The Walgreens.
From Walgreens. We went and bought our own. I guess is what you call it. When you get, but she said it does a whole lot. It shows your blood pressure. What all
we
else?
Like,
like your blood oxygen level. That was sent back in July of 2021.
July of 2021?
Uh-huh.
Nope. Never received it. So
right,
do we need to speak to a supervisor or what?
We all follow the same protocol. What I would be able to assist with further today, I do have an employee discount I can provide you as well. What that would do for the most recent charge is meet you halfway as a refund, and it would settle within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so they don't have a supervisor. They handle all their own, and she can give us her employee discount plus a 35% discount.
We don't want no discount. We want our money back.
Right. That's what I'm explaining it would do. It would refund on that amount $24.98. And it would settle within 3 to 5 business days in your bank account.
You're saying $24.98?
Yeah, that would be a 50% refund.
But that's just for last month, right?
No, you were billed here on the 24th of January.
Yeah. The one that's showing up now.
Yes, ma'am.
What about all the previous months?
We're only able to assist with the most recent as a courtesy. I would only be able to, you know, refund 50%.
She's saying someone you ordered is part of another scam. I don't know. We're going to go to the scam.
How did that? How did you order that?
They had your name. I don't know. Well, I got the phone number. What's your address, ma'am? She said they have a, well, who is the oximeter people? We need their name.
The website it was purchased from?
Yes.
That would be topconsumerdeals.com.
Topconsumerdeals.com.
It was most likely offered after completing an online customer support survey where the shipping was paid up front. The $670 shipping that was paid to receive the pulse oximeter.
Oh, you know how they put that stuff up there? You can get this, get this. All you got to do is pay the shipping.
No, I never did nothing like that. I don't do that. I don't buy nothing online.
Me either. I don't do it either. Huh.
And she's saying they just going to take our money?
Yeah. They just won't
so
refund this month.
So neither you nor Mr. Woods remembers filling out any such survey or authorizing the original shipping charge of the $670?
No.
Do you think
it's... To be a member.
And how did they get our account number?
Well, do you think it's possible anybody else in your household could have completed the
online
order?
No, we are the only two in the house. We're only two in the house.
No, somebody, that's bull.
All right. And that email I had mentioned earlier where the gift cards were being sent to, the omoah2@hotmail.com, does that belong to either you or your husband?
O-N-O-H. Uh-oh, here's another ripoff. No.
That's not your email?
No.
Okay.
Oh. Could you do the whole email again?
Yeah. It is A, M as in Mary, O, A, H as in Harry, 2@hotmail.com.
Yeah, that's my number.
Yep.
What about this phone number? Because it is different than the one you're dialing under. It is 904-307-4415.
I'm sorry, what's the number again?
The phone number that would have been used for the order was 904-307-4415.
I got all your stuff.
Do you know whose phone number that is?
904-307-4415.
That belongs to whomever would have signed up for this.
Okay, well.
You got the address and everybody, her name.
All I got is topconsumerdeals.com. Miss Clay, have your name, please?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Ashley.
A-S-H-L-E-Y.
Mm-hmm. Write down the phone number where you're talking
about. Yeah, I got all that. I'll reach you. So that's all you have is topconsumerdeals.com?
That's what would have offered the pulse oximeter. So if you're stating neither you nor your husband had completed the online survey nor authorized the original shipping, that would have started our service and claiming this is fraud. But I'll do...
Completed the survey. I know he never does surveys.
Right, I understand. So what I'll do, I already have it canceled and we'll get you over to our fraud department. We do take claims extremely serious. They'll provide a little more information that was used on this order, explain a little bit about their procedure, and assist you with the billing.
Okay. Well, could you please make sure you – I can't stop the payment that's already sitting there, but could you issue those credits?
I'd have to get you over to our fraud department, but they'd be happy to assist you.
What department you call it?
Fraud.
Fraud department. Oh, okay.
Allow me a moment just to finish up my notes, and I'll get you on over.
Okay. I need to call this man, tell him I'm running late. Can you call him, tell him I'm running a little late? Can't handle two calls.
And you said you had never received this item,
no.
Correct?
Right.
All right.
It's not.
All right, I do appreciate your patience. Here in just a moment, I'm going to get you on over. I'm just looking to see who's available to take your call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so I really appreciate your patience. I do want to let you know that I have found a supervisor over in our fraud department who is available to take your call.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to get you over to her direct line now. You may hear a bit of music. Just remain on the line until she answers, and she'll assist with the account, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you.